I will make them wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of your callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, with that out of the way, welcome again. Those of you that are new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Organization, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate, and we strongly encourage those of you to call in. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too Shy to Talk on the phone. We're also live right here on Blog Talk Radio in our Blog Talk chat room. So either way, log in, check us out, participate, and share your thoughts and opinions. That's all we ask. So what do y'all think about what's going on around our country? I mean, to me, it's a joke. You have so many facts out there. You have so many things that are going on that anybody with a half of a mind could realize and see right through it. That's all a bunch of smoke screen and BS. I really want to know what your thoughts are. Again, those of you that are either new or have been here, come on in. Chat with us. Give me your thoughts and opinions. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Rhino, whatever. Just would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. because I know so far my own personal opinion is that this administration is doing nothing but drag us down and bury us in the ground, give everything to all the other countries, and pretty much give the middle finger to those of us here in America. The only ones that don't see that are those of you that are sheep or brainwashed. And just like a lot of people I follow say, you know, it's tough. Really is tough. A lot of those that I follow, they say the same thing. And you pretty much got your head buried. You'll bitch and moan. And if you don't like that candidate, oh, let's just vote for Biden again. Personal opinion, go fuck yourself. And I get so sick and tired of hearing Jean Claire, Pierre, sitting there backing him up. Oh, he's done so much for this country in the first 2 years. Yeah, first 2 years he started with dragging us down and running us into the ground. And yeah, he's sitting there taking all that money from all those countries. And now that we finally found it out, what are we going to do with it? That's my question. I would truly love to know, with all these so-called investigations and all these whistleblowers and facts. Yeah, okay. Blowing smoke. And that's a typical fucking politician. Again, that's my personal opinion. But I would truly love to hear your personal opinion on what's going on. How you feel this country is going. I know you're not blind, you're not dumb. You're too scared. Because those that are scared are those of the same ones that voted for this here administration. And will continue to do that because, Orange Man is bad. Republican or anybody that runs is bad. Kiss my fucking ass. That's what I say. All these people out there on social media platforms, I'm a patriot. But when it's time to do patriot shit, what are you? Are you a keyboard warrior? Because I'm sorry, but that's all I'm saying. Just like back in the old days in high school, you know, those that are being picked on, ooh, boo-hoo, can grow up. Get a set of balls. Don't be a follower. No, you're too afraid to fucking lead. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be sitting there on your little keyboards. I'm secure because I'm in my house. Oh, boy, I could say this and I can say that. Go fuck yourself. Because truly, I don't give a shit. But you're going to come crying the minute that shit hits the fan. And, oh, my gosh, look how many Democrats fucking left me in the blind. Look how many people left me behind. Oh, I wonder why. Because you didn't believe it when it was right there in front of your fucking face for so many years. That all of us here in this group have put out. And y'all sit back and, oh, I'll just wait. Oh, let me just sit back on the sideline and watch what they're doing. Yeah, go ahead, go for it. The minute that shit hits the fan and you ain't got nobody backing your ass up, that's when you're going to be coming crying. And guess what? Too late. Sorry, Charlie. Too fucking late. Don't want to do something now? You sure as hell ain't going to do it when it's right in front of your face. And you've already proved that. Too worried about, oh, gosh, our president. That's not even a president. He's a president in name only. Because I know for sure I fucking didn't vote for him. So you tell me. Am I right? Am I wrong? Now's a chance. Come on. 914-205-5773. Or just click on the fucking link. Voice your opinions, your thoughts, your own feelings. Because, God, you do it all day long on fucking Facebook where it don't matter unless you're looking for that fame of being, oh, gosh, I'm in Facebook jail. That's a fucking joke in itself. Come on in. Don't be afraid. Don't be a pussy. Come in and share your fucking thoughts. This is your chance. This radio show goes nationwide and global. There's no excuse why you won't even have the balls enough to call in here and either debate like an adult or just share your thoughts and opinions. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
I lost track of time. I'm grilling. I've been having a rough day. I don't know how I've lived this long.
I ask myself that 3 times a day, at least.
Yeah.
Just so sick of these pussies. Oh, I'm here, and you ain't nowhere.
No. Oh. Oh, yeah. It's all bullshit. Oh, where to put the... I got to set you down for a minute, so I got to burn my fingers.
You got to burn what?
I thought I was going to burn my fingers. And then, oh, well.
Trying to cook in the microwave again?
What's that?
Trying to cook in the microwave again?
No, I broke out the grill. Didn't turn out too bad, considering.
What, your fingers? What, your fingers?
My fingers, they're doing very well. But I got to re-season this grill after the cooking on it in Tennessee. So we're going to make it a nice, hot, hot thing right there. Come on, Ralph. It's indoor games now.
Ralph.
He's been an ass pain again.
We know you are.
Oh. Yeah, when I went to walk and looking for my phone, he usually likes to walk, and he didn't want no part of it. I was pretty much, and then I got so far, and then I said, piss on you then. And then I dropped the leash, and I kept on walking, and then he finally decided that he was going to come with. And then after I recovered my phone 5-6 miles down the road, I left it. I was going to try to find a circular saw, and which that turned out to be a ghost chase because I want to use the same batteries I have for my drill. And for the kind of saw that I want, it takes the littler one. But anyway, so get back. On my way back, I took the road where I lost the phone on, and they were working on it. They had laid down crushed rock and were going over it with the rollers. I got so lucky. Oh, my God. Come on, Ralph. Come on here, Fatty. I want to eat. I don't want to chase you all over the country. Oh, he just lays down again, that little fucker. Huh?
Well, why not? It's fun.
Well, he just gets to be stuck on the tile then. I'm not playing. Oh.
Don't you be yelling at my Ralphie. That's my Ralphie boy.
Yeah. You can come and get him.
Don't tempt me. I will. And then you'll cry.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What the hell are you doing?
Trying to get a plate. Dang, this is gonna be good. And I'm starving. Oh, since I couldn't get a saw, I still gotta take a shower in the rec room.
Still burning them grilled cheese, huh?
Huh?
Still burning them grilled cheese, eh?
I had one of them in a while.
They blaming all this smoke on Canada. I think it's between you, my wife, and my sister cooking all at once.
I soaked these chopped in pineapple habanero sauce, and oh my God, are they fucking good.
Yep.
Oh. There we go. So what are we talking about?
I was just going on, rambling on about, you know, same old bullshit of this fucking administration and both sides of not, oh, well, we got facts, we got all the proof. Yeah, talk is cheap, just start showing fucking proof.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes no sense is the stuff that they're accusing Trump or Biden is doing, so why not go after him too then?
Right. And And that's the whole thing right there, you know. Everything that we find on them, they've already tried on Trump, and they've already tried on the Republicans, and they continue to do it, but yet it's okay for them to do it. But if we fight back, oh, can't have that.
No. Nope.
I mean, to me, both sides are just coming up with fucking excuses. Like, even this morning with Comer saying, you know, well, we got the facts. We got all of it. But, you know, they're either hiding, jailing, or they're disappearing is the witnesses.
Of course
they're going to fucking disappear.
Clintonized.
Not just Clintonized. I'm saying just apparently just disappearing, you know, in other words, putting in a different place, different name, like the WITSEC program. But it just makes no sense. And all it keeps on doing is leading right back to the weaponization of all Department of Defense and federal agencies.
Right.
You know, as usual, just like we've always said, if it was you or I, they wouldn't hesitate. They'd take you right into custody, no questions asked.
Right.
I'm just so sick of it.
It kind of sucks that the pork fat, me and Ralph are fighting over it.
And again, you know, all these keyboard warriors out there, oh, well, I would do this, I would do that. Yeah, sure you would.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't done nothing so far. You want your voice to be heard, casts, and right here is where it's at. That's the only way you're getting it out there.
Right.
Because, again, you know, Canada's got the raging wildfires. We got some in Jersey that I know of that started like last month. And a lot of times it's the forestry, they do the controlled burns and they get out of hand.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there are and have been arsons in our pine lands in Jersey. That much I do know, because they've caught a couple people doing it.
Yeah, did you see that, what was it? Right across the bottom of the screen of the TV, the Holy Southern School. It's in New Jersey. They canceled classes. Holy something academy. But I Googled it and there was a bomb threat there.
Yeah, that's all up there in the central part of Jersey, up there by New York.
Yeah.
They've They've had that shit going on for years. Because all that part of Jersey is an overflow of your New York people, because it's so close to New York, but they don't have to pay the taxes to live in New York, or they don't have to deal with half the BS up in New York. That's why they live
there. Right. Well, Ralph likes my cooking. He's about ready to yell at me for another
piece that wasn't cooked.
Dang, I got full fast. Holy crap. That habanero pineapple sauce, it creeps up on you. You can taste the sweet, but the heat comes later.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm full already. Oh. One more bite, Ralph, and we're calling it quits. One more roll, I should say. One more roll of meat. And then we're done. I didn't even finish all my potatoes. And I didn't even snack it. I haven't ate anything all day today.
Damn.
I didn't even have a handful of chocolate chips either.
Oh, damn, you must not really be feeling good.
All right, I'm done. I thought Dr. Phil would be on tonight.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Oh, dear God, now I need a nap.
Well, yeah, everything that Biden and company keeps saying about the MAGA and about Republicans is everything that they're doing. And
I know.
To blame it on us. I don't friggin' get it.
No.
Like I said, you know, if it was you or I or, you know, Joe Schmo down the street, we'd all be in jail or under the jail or put to death for treason. But, again, it's not who you know. It's not who you blow. It's how much money you got.
Right. And probably a little blowing, too.
Yeah. But more so, how much money can they get out of it?
Right. Oh.
I just hate sitting here feeling like it's a stalemate.
What do you mean?
You know, like waiting for the next shoe to drop, the next so-called pandemic.
Well, Disease X is supposed to be popping out here pretty soon, and now I just seen that there's some other disease that is starting to hit down south, and it goes for more of the tropical areas. Don't even start with me, Mr. Ralph. You go to bed. You go night night. Don't. There, go night night. Yeah, flip it around.
Get
her, Ralph.
Get her, Ralph.
Yeah. He's the campfire mascot. Yeah, they ain't doing that tonight. Go tonight. He just had to yell for a second.
Yeah, he wants to hear himself talk.
I know. It's getting to look like that. And now he's starting to tell the campers off here and there. Depending who, Rick, the owner, he tells him off. And he told some other people off the other day. Oh, let's see. I was on Newsbreak for a little bit earlier, but I don't remember what I seen. It's been popping up as a notification at the top of my phone lately.
Right.
It used to never do that until it went flying off my truck. They buy your power bill if you live in Minneapolis.
Oh. Yeah, one of the headlines is air pollution in U.S. from wildfire smoke is worse in recent recorded history.
From the airplanes. Harp.
Yes. Well that and these fires.
Uh-huh.
And just like Jamie Foxx, that actor, comedian, he's been in the hospital all these months, and they finally came out and told the truth. That it was caused by the COVID vaccine.
Say that over again.
Jamie Foxx. He's the actor, the black actor, comedian.
Oh, yep.
Been in the hospital. They claim he had a stroke a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
After all the final testings, they come to find out, and they come to realize and truthfully reported that everything in his medical history of what happened to him was caused by taking the vaccine.
Yeah. Of course it was. They'll never admit to that.
Of course
but,
not.
You know, I think the more and more some of these doctors that are starting to step up, I think the more and more they're, it's coming out that people are dying from it. I think that it might actually go the other way and start hearing way more about it than what we did before.
Right. But, saying, I mean... Because now all of a sudden CDC saying don't believe in what Pfizer puts out and all that shit, which we already knew from the get-go.
Right. Oh, damn. Did you see that one where the federal judge rules favors of migrants? Counties cannot ban entry.
Yeah, I saw that. It's just like California is giving them $300 a day to live in California.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Oh.
And you know, with them really pressing real hard trying to get Trump for the documents, there's a big, we said it from the get-go, there's a big fucking difference. All the documents he had and has were declassified when he was a president.
Right.
All the ones that the douchebags got, he's had since he was vice president, which is illegal.
Yeah, but they don't want to talk about that.
And again, that goes back to what I said earlier, that, you know, they're picking and choosing what they're going to fight against. And it's a big, huge weaponization, FBI, CIA, DEA, all of them idiots are all covering for the Biden administration.
Yeah, you would think eventually that would get old, especially with this transgender bullshit.
I know. It's a joke.
I ran into this guy, and he served in the military. I have no idea what branch or anything, but he was talking about, and I only caught the last half of the conversation. His son works, I don't know, Secret Service or some really high up rank in the military. I think he said he's in the White House or something. I don't know. And he said, same thing that we've been saying all along, that we need to get ready and prepare because shit's really going to get real. So if anybody thinks that it's just you guys saying it, no, I've been hearing it here too from people I don't even know.
Right. And that's all I've been saying is that, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, since they've got all those so-called getaways coming across the border, and now just last week them catching Chinese spies pretending to be civilians on vacation around the military base.
Ralph is coming, and he's looking out the window.
Ralph. Ralph had to go get in his little doggy cave up on the bunk, but he was whining, and I realized that the curtains were closed, so now I had to go in and open the curtains and open the windows so we can watch the world go by. I told Bobby he's going to the pound. He's been starting to be a real ass pain. He's abusive. I got a big, long scratch across my leg. Oh, I'm getting abused now. He's lifting off. He's not doing what I tell him to do. And so I told Bobby he's going to the pound.
Yeah, because you're not listening to him.
Well, he thinks he can be social butterfly around here, which he kind of can during the week, but I'm too close to the road. I'm afraid he's going to get hit. Close to the dam, I'm afraid he's going to, because he's already tried going in that water over there, and he would sink like a rock.
Right.
And so he can't be social butterfly here. Oh, so Stephanie, come get him.
She went back inside.
Oh. Kind of funny talking about him being abusive. He sounds like a person.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, though, you know, with all the allegations, so to speak, and constantly coming on and talking about, oh, yeah, we got this, we got that, and we're just waiting for this and that. Well, no shit. You've had that shit since, like, 2019. Why are you waiting and still dragging it out? Put it out there.
Yeah, no shit.
Let him just do it.
I know. Everybody is cowards. Flat out cowards.
And again, it just goes back to what I said all along, is that the Republicans and the so-called quiet Democrats, the reason why they're not coming out is because there's something on them too.
Right. Oh, Ralph is going to start up again. He didn't get his bed fluff good enough for him. Quit whining. Do you hear whining?
I hear him.
He wants snuggle time because now he's just laying there looking at me. Go to bed. Go to bed now. All right. I'll see if that'll shut him up. Ooh. What you need, Ralph? I think a chunk broke off my case because it sure don't feel like it used to. That's what he needed. He just needed me to come in and lay down with him. Spoiled, rotten little brat.
No, you spoiled him.
Now, I'll probably fall asleep and start snoring.
That's all right, because little Oreo, he'll wait 2 days and he'll start taking his food out of his bowl, spitting it on the floor to tell me he wants his bowl washed. been dealing with that too.
He's still whining, and I think I know what it is now, too, because there's a new camper person that pulled in, and he didn't approve yet. Yeah, and we didn't get our nightly walk in, either. Scatter. States where the government will take your gun by force. Let's see. I think I brought this up last time, actually. California. Firearm removal for extreme risk individuals. Yes, loss of firearm for a minimum of 21 days, max of 5 years. Enforced gun removal for those with a crime-related possession ban. Enforced gun removal for domestic violence convictions. Enforced gun removal for those under domestic violence restraining orders. Firearms laws for domestic violence emergency calls. Colorado, pretty much the same thing that California said. Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, that surprises me.
Hawaii, Illinois, that don't surprise me one bit with that one. Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan. Michigan, that's another one that surprises me. Oh, wait, they're saying no. Because it's the same questions, but, so scratch that. Let me get back to where at the beginning. I just was reading the questions, and they're the same question, but there's a yes or no behind them. So California was yes to all those questions. Colorado had two yeses for enforced gun removal for domestic violence conviction and enforced gun removal for those under domestic violence restraining order. Connecticut was yes, yes, no. And then it's kind of a yes and no for the last one. Delaware, that's extreme risk individuals, yes for that one and no for the rest. Florida, yes for the first one and no for the rest. Hawaii, yes for the first one, no for the rest. Illinois, yes, no, no, yes, and yes and no. Indiana, yes for the first one and no for the rest. Louisiana, only for the enforced gun removal for domestic violence convictions. Maryland, yes for the first one and no for the rest. Massachusetts, yes for the first one and no for the rest. Michigan, yes for the first one, no for the rest. Minnesota, yes, no. Enforced gun removal for those with a crime-related possession ban. Why would they say no to that?
Because they're Democrats.
Yeah, yes and yes. Montana, no, throughout the board. Nebraska, no. Nevada, yes, all the way around, except for the last one. New Hampshire, all no's. Jersey, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Go, all no's, except for the first one. New York, wow, that's surprising. Yes for the first one and no for the rest. Ohio, all no's. Oklahoma, all no's. Oregon, yes. They're kind of half and half. Pennsylvania, no. All the way through. Rhode Island, yes. Tennessee, all no's except for those under domestic violence restraining order. Utah, all no's. Vermont, one yes and the rest no's. Virginia, half and half. Washington, they're half and half too. West Virginia, all no's. Wisconsin, all no's, except for domestic violence restraining order. And that's all they give me.
Huh. Just like a lot of the journalists and fake news are saying, you know, they're going after Trump for all the documents found at his home, but yet, again, they're turning a blind eye and burying all the ones they found at Biden's.
I know. And they found his in numerous places.
Well, that's what happens when you got, you know, FBI, DOJ, DEA, and all of them all backing this president.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that cracks me up. Oh, we're going to put Ray under, you know, we're going to subpoena him, so therefore he has no choice but to show up.
Yeah.
It's doing is prolonging, proving to the American people that they're all above the fucking law.
Right.
It just cracks me up that what they can get away with and we can't.
Now, speaking of getting away with, now I was just reading an article about Canada's euthanasia system should be a warning sign to other countries. So, it's from what I just kind of skimmed through and read, it's not for just people that are fighting cancer and don't want to go through all the pain. They just want to be done. This is for people that can't support themselves because they don't offer the services for disabilities or outpatient psychiatric treatment. So they're offering them euthanasia instead of treatments.
Yes, it's just another controlled way of population control.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you think about it and you look into it, that's basically what it is. They're allowing them to euthanize people because there's too many people supposedly on the planet.
Right.
And that's,
and
you know, again. Go ahead.
And now Moderna and Pfizer are hit with a new patent lawsuit over COVID vaccines.
Yeah, have you read into that? Because
nope, I just seen it.
When all this COVID hoax started, they claimed that you couldn't sue any of the manufacturers. Somebody found a loophole.
Oh.
And they're going around that loophole, and they're suing any major pharmaceutical company that had anything to do with producing and pushing these fake vaccines on everybody.
Pfizer earned $37.8 billion from sales of its COVID-19 vaccines. And Moderna made $18.4
billion. Yep.
And I thought they were free, so who footed the bill for that?
The American taxpayers. That's what all that tax
exactly
was all at the beginning of this presidency. That's where all that fucking money went to. And it's just like, you know, them silencing everybody. Look what they did to the poor chorus from down here in South Carolina that went to sing the national anthem at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and they were shushed midway through. They were told by Capitol Police they couldn't finish their song.
Huh. That's bullshit.
Tell me about it. But again, it's just like all these other commentators I've heard from that are saying the same thing. They're shutting everybody down, but yet these fucking idiots are going to turn around in 2024 and vote for the same idiots.
I'm sorry. I was just reading this thing about football, and I hate football, don't get me wrong, but world reacts to NFL star bold message to Joe Biden, which during the White House visit, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker wore some very subtle pro-life messages as part of his suit as he stood behind Joe Biden at the podium. During Monday's visit, Butker wore a tie with wording that read, and I can't pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it, V-U-L-N-E-R-A-R-I, second word, P-R-A-E-S-I-D-I-O, which is Latin for protect the vulnerable. And he also wore a gold pin that replicated the size and shape of a 10-week-old aborted baby's feet.
That's all right. Did you see where Andy Reid, from the head coach for the Chiefs, when they went to the White House, see how he not once but twice called Biden Obama?
No, I didn't see that.
Not once but twice he called him President Obama. But yeah, there's again just like that football player, people got different letters on somewhere on the body that unless you really look at it, you don't know until somebody points it out.
Right. That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah. And now, sorry to do this in Minnesota too, but it's now okay to shoplift in California. Who was talking about
hell.
Somebody got fired for, or was it a clip that I watched? Somebody was shoplifting, and they were videoing them in the store, and then they let them do whatever, and then they, just because they went outside the store and they weren't following them, they were just going out to see what the vehicle they went in. But because they left the store, they got fired.
Oh, yeah. That was at something Lululemon store or something?
Yeah, something like that.
But, and just like, Bongino was talking about today, was about, how they're sitting there talking about bringing up UFOs now because there's no pandemic yet again.
Huh?
So to keep everybody in fear and freaked out, now they're bringing up UFOs.
All right. I'll get ready for the disease X. They're warning us. They're doing the Fauci thing and predicting what's coming. And then it suddenly appears.
Yeah. again, just like how COVID popped up.
Yep. Every time Fauci would disappear, appears.
A new strain.
A new strain. That's my words.
And now everybody knows that it's not true, so they know that coming out with a strain isn't going to scare people. So now they got to, you know, fiddle around and figure out what's going to fear the people again.
Yeah. Yeah, this disease X, they're saying there's no cure, so that'll be what's the next thing.
Right, but until then, now all of a sudden, like I said, they're bringing up all the bullshit about UFOs. Do I believe in UFOs? Yeah. I know they got some shit going on at Area 51. They have for years.
Right.
Do I have absolute proof? No. But, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. I know shit goes on out there. Because if it didn't go on, then why are you accosted if you're within 50 yards of any part of that base?
Yeah.
So there's obviously secrets they don't want you to know about, which, granted, hey, I really, personally, I don't give a shit. But don't lie to us.
I know. I hate liars. Liars, thieves, pedos.
Right. And it's just like HARP and the other one, DARP. You know, it's all controlled by the government. Everybody and their brother knows it. Why lie about it when you know, an everyday American person like yourself or me knows the difference between a real storm and one that's made up. Because it's awful funny, again, getting back to this so-called investigation into the Biden family, that now all of a sudden the whistleblowers are either in jail, in court, or they just disappeared.
They went to Area 51.
Right. Irregardless. I mean, what does that tell the American people?
Right.
Exactly what we've all been saying all along is that they're all fucking corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, just like thieves and liars, I can't stand somebody. I can't stand a snitch. Not unless it has to do with, you know, detrimentals, you know, a death, or a missing person, or, you know, something like that. That's when you come forward. But all this other bullshit. No.
Yeah.
Keep it to your fucking self. Just, you know, chalk it up. Because, you know, the minute you bring it out, you're just going to be so frazzled by them attacking you that it really ain't worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
Because unless it's going to hurt somebody or already hurt somebody, could potentially hurt our country, then yeah, snitch.
Exactly.
If it's anything other than that, I mean, yes. And also among that is if you got inside information, just like these whistleblowers have, on the corruption of the Biden, yes, come forward. Because that affects all of us.
Yep.
But other than that, keep your fucking trap shut. I saw a video yesterday, and I had to laugh my ass off, because it was one of the states that took that red flag law that, you know, anybody can call in on you and report guns.
Yeah,
and
I think that's bullshit. That's not right.
Well, they're going to find out real quick, just like I did yesterday watching this video. A young kid, 17 years old, was playing a video game and didn't know that if you held your on an iPhone, if you held the volume and I guess the other button next to it at the same time, it automatically emergency calls the 911.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and he was sitting there. He's got a headset on, and he's cussing out these other kids going, yeah, I fucking killed two of them. And here the operator sends friggin' a force out to the house, only to find out that the kid goes, what do you mean it was? There's nobody in the house but me today. My mom's at work. There's nobody in the house. And it took him like an hour of the kid telling him. I was playing a new game called Under Siege. He said, and I just found out that if you hold the volume button and whatever button's next to it, I don't know because I don't have an iPhone. But if you hold them continuously, it automatically dials 911.
Oh, wow.
And the operator heard every word he was saying. When here he's cussing out the game, and they think he's talking in real time. Now, the other red flag law was neighbor calls in on neighbor next door because he don't like him, doesn't even know if he's got guns or not, just calls and says he was brandishing a weapon. Cops all, you know, SWAT team, everything goes to that house. Guess what? The guy didn't have any weapons whatsoever, except for, like, you know, his daily lawnmower and weed whacker and machete
right.
For cutting freaking branches. They're sitting there telling him he's got guns, and this guy don't even he don't own a gun.
Wow.
So, you know, as funny as it sounds and everything, that's, you know, basically putting people's lives in danger, for one. Number two, it's taking away from the real calls. And not only that, but they should do away with these red laws, because something like that, you could roll up on a situation like that where nobody's got guns in the house. Then what?
Exactly.
Now you just done wasted all that manpower, money, and wasted all that time there when you could have been out solving a murder or, you know, responding to that real serious call.
Exactly. Yeah, with that post that I was reading earlier about the domestic violence and those other ones, I agree with them, absolutely, but not for just because you're pissed off at somebody. If they have a history of domestic abuse, I think so.
Yes. I totally agree. But then again, though, you got to look at it also at the other way, that the woman scorned and pissed off because the cops didn't take her boyfriend or her husband. So what's the next best thing to do? Call in and say that he beat the shit out of her and he's got guns in the house and he's a felon.
Yeah. Yep, there's that route too.
So, I mean, something like that could go either way, but it's costing taxpayers money when the cops have to go out of their way, put their lives on the line, when it shouldn't have escalated that high.
Well, it could be like Minneapolis and they don't show up. Got all these gangbangers. Flying guns all over the place, shooting up people, and the locals that do live there are terrified, and the cops are terrified, so they won't even go out there.
No, I feel you would be the same way too, you know, if they want to defund you.
I know, that's the kicker. As they're down to like half the police force of what they used
and
to be.
Not only that, but they're telling them what they can and can't do, and it goes against everything they trained for.
Right. Yeah, and then you got that too.
And to me, that's being hypocritical. Because if you've got a set way of training police officers, and they take that training that they were taught and put it and apply it to their job on the outside, then they're the first ones, oh, that was illegal. Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And like I said last week, you know, or week before, whenever, last radio show we had, on current events, that all falls under, you know, all these cops that are leaving places that they love and go and find jobs elsewhere because of the bullshit.
Huh.
And again, just like anything else, if you bring politics into it, that's your first mistake.
I didn't read the whole thing, but this kind of caught my attention. This is on the Twin Cities Crime Watch information. Ramsey County Attorney John Chow just announced he will be the arbiter of which laws get enforced. He will no longer prosecute felony cases stemming from so-called low-level traffic stops. This makes us all less safe. The Minnesota Police and Peace Officer Association just released the following statement. MPPOA and Ramsey County Attorney's decision, Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Executive Director Brian Peters has the following statement regarding Ramsey County Attorney Chow's announcement that he will no longer prosecute most felony cases arising from low-level traffic stops. Basically, the county attorney just announced his office won't uphold the law and won't prosecute those who break it. That's absurd, and it's a slap in the face of the victims of crime. Ramsey County residents, be warned. Those that break the law won't even get a slap on the wrist. They'll get a high five from the county attorney and be left on to commit more. And more serious offenses, reduction of crime and public safety for all should be our focus as the crime rate escalates, and this isn't it.
Huh. Damn.
Yeah, Minnesota's going down. Next Detroit coming up. They might even beat Chicago to be in Detroit because all their downtown offices, they're all shut down. All the people are scared to go to work.
Right. And I think that Chicago's starting to realize that they made a huge mistake by bringing in Johnson as their mayor after Lightfoot, because he's worse.
Yeah. Well, that's the only newest thing that there is on Twin Cities things. But, wow. Well, that's one way to catch these creeps is with low-level light out on your license plate or no license plate or whatever. When I was staying down there, there'd be cars that would just go flying, going 60, 70 down that road. It's a 25-mile-an-hour road. There's kids all over the place, people walking their dogs. And Mike goes, those ones, cars that go fast like that, those were just stolen. Because there's usually two cars, probably the drop-off car to pick up the stolen car and then the stolen car.
Right. You know, again, then you look at the DAs, like, and the judges, like down here, for instance, that last month they supposedly let that guy out 16 years before he should have been even considered for parole. So what did he do?
16 years.
He fled.
Damn.
He fled. Yeah, damn straight. I'd skip too. I'd skip too if you're that dumb to let me out. Well, they just had another one where the judge said, "Well, we're going to revoke. There's not going to be a bond hearing, but we're going to reevaluate the case because there might be some stuff in there that could get you out." Get the hell out of here, dude.
Right.
You were convicted by, these people were convicted by 12 jurors. How are you going to sit there and say, okay, well, we're going to just forget about the jurors making the right decision and just, we're going to let them out on bond?
Well, that's what Walls did, too, in Minnesota. What a fucking idiot. Not only do Minnesota inmates get out for good behavior, he also is letting them only serve two-thirds of that initial sentence. So they get a let out, you know what I'm trying to say? They get out two-thirds earlier plus out early for good behavior.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and as far as the ones that got busted for weed, those are the ones that should be getting let out. That's just a plant,
yeah,
for God's sake.
Right, and do you notice that it always seems like they get the harshest sentence?
Yeah. That's like this one drunk driver guy. He had, I don't know if he killed somebody with the motor vehicle, it was alcohol involved or whatever, but he got put in prison, and I can't remember how long in prison, but he got out. He was on parole, and he got caught drinking a beer on his way home, one beer, and they haul him into jail, and he had to sit, I think it was 6 months in county. And in the meantime, there was this convicted pedophile that got let out in like 3 weeks.
Well, it's just like another DUI crash video that I watched. And I can't think of her last name, but her name was Michelle, her first name. And she was an American Indian, and she was a councilwoman for Arizona. Now, she caused an accident, totaled her vehicle, and swore up and down that she, you know, that somebody else hit her. When they had it all on video and all that, And the whole time that they're trying to put her in cuffs, she's threatening their lives and threatening that you don't know who I am. I'm going to have your job tomorrow. All I got to do is make one phone call.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a big, I mean, I remember seeing it on the news, you know, on the news briefs that you and I watch after.
Right.
I remember seeing the story, but then I saw the video yesterday, and this was back in 2021.
Huh.
And with all the threats and the cops were all, they were biting their tongues because they wanted to say something. They were, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, and telling her, you're being arrested because we think you're under the influence and you caused an accident, you wrecked your car. And she's sitting there going, it wasn't me, you know, you have no right. You can't charge me with DUI, and then it came to, well, will you do road sobriety? No, I refuse. Well, boom. Just like in New Mexico has no tolerance. They'll tell you flat out, you refuse to take a breath test or do any of the roadside, automatic loss of license.
All right. Well, the district attorney here in Pocone, he got a D-dub, and it was videoed off the cop's camera, and he couldn't even walk the line, and he was driving a government car, and they let him, just a slap on the wrist, they made him quit his job or retire from the Pocone DA's office, and now he's the DA in St. Croix County. So instead of firing these people, they switch them to a different county.
Yeah, that's how they get them out of their hair.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And then there's this other lady, the kid's cousin, Trav. His wife was helping a friend of hers out that was having a rough time. So they drove out into, you know, back roads out in their area. Secluded area, and they were sitting there talking, and they had the radio on, and they drained the battery down. So she calls her husband and Trav, the kid's cousin, and see if he can come and give him a jump. So he shows up there, and he's standing between, you know how you jump a vehicle, you park in front of it, put the cables on. Well, this lady comes driving by, and it must have been on a little bit of a hill. I don't know. And she hit the back of Trav's vehicle, and it smashed him in between the two vehicles and killed him. She left the scene of the accident. And he had four kids. The scene of the accident, and she went home and sobered up, and then to a certain point. She called the cops on herself like 4 or 5 hours later, and she was still a .04. And then a few weeks, months, or whatever it was, she turned around and tried to sue his wife for him being on the wrong side of the road. I don't know what happened.
Just like that congressman up in Michigan, just what was it, not even a week ago, cop saw him in a parking lot just sitting there and noticed that he was sleeping, pulled up and walked up to the car and noticed that he had a crack pipe on his fucking lap. They bust him for, you know, smoking crack and having, you know, crack in his vehicle. And I just read before we came on tonight that aside from them charges, they just found out that he was exchanging child pornography online.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And he was a Republican.
Wow.
So it don't matter what fucking side of the aisle you're on.
Right.
They're all crooked. They're all crooked. Half of them are freaking pedophiles. And the rest of them just sit and go with the flow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's time we took back our country. It's our country. It's not theirs.
Right.
And it's not a
I
democracy
mean,
either.
No. And the other thing that cracks me up, you know, I watch every once in a while catch a video here or there of these ones that are, you know, policing the police, the photographers out there watching every move that the cops make.
Oh.
And they're on, you know, private property and filming, like, say, a jail. Well, if you're on public property, yes, I agree. It says it in the Constitution. It says it in all laws that you can view and take pictures of anything you can see by the natural eye or camera from a public spot.
Right.
And you got some of these guys like that push the letter. I mean, as far as to, you know, I'm suing the police department, I'm suing the county and all that because they were unlawfully arrested. I get that.
Right.
But why would you put yourself in a position like that?
Yeah, no shit.
I get watching the police and videoing them to keep them on the up and up. But for clicks and whatnot, why are you going to sit there and argue with the police? Because, yeah, you know you're right. That's your First Amendment right. And your fourth. But as much as you push it, something's got to give in that sense.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that lady, how much time she had to serve, if any. I'll ask his sister or brother one day when I see him.
Right. Well, again, too, you know, like I said, another video I saw, there was a congresswoman. She had two kids in the car that were supposed to be in car seats, which weren't. They were just friggin' seat belted. And she blew like a .24.
Damn.
What?
Double over the limit.
And try to fight it, saying, oh, you had no right arresting me in front of my kids or pulling me over, you don't know who I am. Nah, that shit don't work.
No. I think if it's a court person like the district attorney or working for the government, blah, 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 and they get charged with something like that, they should get double the penalty because they're supposed to be setting an example.
And the ones that crack me up is because the cops got the video camera going. So the cop himself can't delete shit. And these freaking people think they're so high and mighty that they're like, oh, you can delete that part and let me go.
Right.
No, I can't. That's my job.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that they can't go out and have a good time and have drinks. But they want everybody else to have somebody else, a DD driver or an Uber cab. They should have to do that themselves also. But
exactly.
Just because they have a badge or some authority name, they feel they're above the law, like the Bidens, and can do whatever they want.
And just like the press secretary that was involved in an accident and was drunk, and they swept it underneath the carpet.
Yep, exactly. This world is just stupid.
It is
totally stupid.
And just like, did you see where the sonic boom above Washington, D.C. the other day? The two F-16s took off?
I heard something about it, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. A pilot of a private jet taking a family that was a big supporter of Trump's fell, either passed out or had some type of medical emergency, so he was unconscious. And
they sent the
F-16s because of the area, because all around D.C., there's certain areas private planes cannot just pop into.
Right.
And especially if you're not on radio frequency. So when they sent the F-16s up, they claimed that the plane turned around and wound up crashing in West Virginia, killing everybody on board.
Huh.
But I don't know. I'm not even going to touch that story. But just in my opinion, I know what the rules are around the airspace around D.C., and if that was the case, they would have automatically put that plane down right there.
Right.
They wouldn't wait till it got over West Virginia.
Right.
So there's just too many unanswered questions on how supposedly the pilot wound up passing out and the plane wound up crashing in West Virginia going from D.C.
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
But that's, you know, that's going to be chalked up to another conspiracy theory.
Yep.
That, and it just, again, also goes to show who actually is above the law.
Yeah. Shouldn't be anybody.
On with Lorna.
What?
What?
Hi.
What? I'm awake.
she said, what?
What? Come get the bratty boy, Stephanie.
Stephanie's in bed. That was Savannah.
Oh, come get this bratty boy, Savannah. You're driving me nuts.
Don't tell her. She'll be in the car tonight.
Well,
I think
I wonder if I can sneak out of the bunk now and without getting yelled at.
I think I bitched enough tonight. I guess we can cut it.
Oh. Yeah.
Seeing how nobody wants to talk to us.
I know. It's cold. Brr.
So, I guess we can bring it to a close.
Yeah, I'm really tired and sleepy. I did get a shower.
I thank you, as usual, for being here with me.
No problem.
And have a good night.
You're not too happy about it, though.
I guess not. Good night, Ralphie. Good night, everybody. God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, the missing worldwide, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
Good night. Come on. Yeah.